The bride of Jesus Christ is accepted, harlot is rejected. Two women to whom Jesus emphasized, are metaphors of the true and false churches. St. Matthew 24:41, two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. The true church is the chosen bride of Jesus Christ. The Lord rejected the harlot because it is the false church. The grinding at the mill is an allegory of the work of two churches having corn or wheat, which symbolizes the word. The true church is under the divine guidance of Jesus Christ, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The theocratic rule of God, by the word of God and the Spirit of Jesus Christ, led and directed her. The woman, whom the Lord left, symbolizes the false church, which is the harlot church. Jesus said, St. John 12:24, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. The ground is a symbol of the heart. Jesus testified that except they preach the word through the anointing of the Spirit, and it enters into the heart, it would not profit those who hear it. This is a powerful analogy of the corn of wheat falling into the ground. St. Luke 4:14, And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. Jesus said, verse 18, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, he hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Paul wrote, Romans 10:15, And how shall they preach, except they be sent, as it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, and bring glad tidings of good things. John wrote, Revelation 17:5-9, And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, and when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman, and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was, and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains, on which the woman sitteth. In the book of Revelation, the Lord sent an angel to John to reveal to him the mystery of the harlot church while he was in the isle called Patmos. Ancient Babylon was the literal place where they brought God's people into captivity. Daniel was one of the captives. We know that Babylon the Great, in ancient times, had many idol gods and held Jewish saints under captivity. Currently, it is a metaphor of all organized and false religion. Wherefore, they call organized religion Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. Those carried away in false doctrine are under the curse and culture of socialized false religion. The machinery of humans operates the harlot church through false preachers, who are the seven heads without divine guidance. They do not repent of their fornications and adulteries. Jesus revealed to John, Revelation 2:21-23, And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. They have only the letter of the word, and not the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Paul said, 2 Corinthians 3:6, For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. This is the interpretation of the two women, to whom Jesus said, One shall be taken, and the other left. Jesus proclaimed, St. John 6:63, It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. False religion does not bring deliverance from sin. Only the true church brings deliverance to sinners who repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul wrote, Ephesians 2:1-2, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. An evil spirit of devils controls unregenerate sinners. The Holy Spirit controls those who are born of the Spirit of Jesus Christ." Paul further emphasizes in Galatians concerning the false and true church. Abraham characterizes God, and Sarah is symbolic to the true church. Hagar symbolizes the harlot church that is in the bondage of sin. Galatians 4:30, "Nevertheless what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman." Jesus said, St. John 8:36, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." The Lord will cast out those who work under organizations' rules, without divine guidance, because they are unprofitable servants. God will not give them eternal life. Revelation 2:23, "And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works." New Jerusalem symbolizes the true church, which is the mother of us all who are born of the Spirit. Revelation 21:2, "And I John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." Isaiah articulated, Isaiah 54:5, "For thy maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth shall he be called." The true church is the holy church, redeemed and blessed with the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. St. Luke 1:13, "But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John." Verse 15, "For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb." John the Baptist was a true Baptist. He was holy and filled with the Holy Spirit, and did not drink wine or strong drinks. Jesus miraculously made the good wine without the process of fermentation. It differentiates the good wine of the Holy Spirit, from the defiled and evil wine that humanity makes through the process of fermentation in which humans become drunkards. St. John 2:9-11, "When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now." This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. John was the cousin of Jesus. The angel told Mary, Jesus' mother, St. Luke 1:36, "And, behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren." In the true church, the priests married. Ezekiel 44:21-22, "Neither shall any priest drink wine, when they enter into the inner court. Neither shall they take for their wives a widow, nor her that is put away, but they shall take maidens of the seed of the house of Israel, or a widow that had a priest before." Stephen, who was a martyr because of his faith in Jesus Christ, disclosed, Acts 7:38, "This is he, that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sina, and with our fathers, who received the lively oracles to give unto us." This was a statute that God gave to Moses concerning the marriages of priests. Only humanity, who obeys divine commandments and ordinances, are going back with him to the holy city in heaven. Jesus proclaimed, St. Matthew 5:17, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law, or the prophets, I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." The New Testament proclaimed that God's priests were holy and not appointed by organized religion. The Hebrew writer explicitly proclaimed, Hebrews 5:4, "And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron." John the Baptist's father was a holy priest. St. Luke 1:5-6, "There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless." God's true priests married and had children. Aaron was the high priest. His sons were priests under his leadership as God commanded Moses. Exodus 28:1-2, "And take thou unto thee Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him, from among the children of Israel, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office, even Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron thy brother for glory and for beauty." God's standard is holiness. Two of Aaron's sons died when they did not respect the divine rule of law to live holy. Leviticus 10:1-3, "And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord, and devoured them, and they died before the Lord." Then Moses said unto Aaron, "This is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified." And Aaron held his peace. Verses 8-10, "And the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, Do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou, nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, and that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean." Nadab and Abihu went into the tabernacle after they had drunk wine, and God killed them while they were in the tabernacle. They did not obey God's standard to live holy and not drink wine. The mountains are the places of worship in which the beast performs its religious ceremonies. Often in the Old Testament scriptures, they used mountains as places of worship. The Samaritan woman said to Jesus, St. John 4:20-21, "Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say, that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." Jesus saith unto her, "Woman, believe me, the hour cometh, when ye shall neither in this mountain, nor yet at Jerusalem, worship the Father." Jesus emphasized to the woman that it is not important concerning the place where you worship, it is important who you worship. Verse 24, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." The beast in this aspect is unregenerate humans. The Lord showed Peter a vision of the Gentile sinners in the book of Acts. He revealed to him four-footed beasts, fowls of the air, and creeping things, which symbolize unregenerate people. Therefore, the beast with the seven heads, on which the harlot sat, symbolizes sinful leaders of false religion. The seven heads are allegories of leaders of organized false religion. Revelation 18:4-8, "And I heard another voice from heaven, saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works, in the cup which she hath filled fill to her double. How much she hath glorified herself, and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death, and mourning, and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her." Jesus has called his people out of sectarianism, because they are worshippers of the devil, the flesh, and all the pleasures of sin. 1 Epistle of John 2:16-17, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. The Lord anointed the true church to be under his divine control and leadership with truth through obedience, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of his words.